me just grab my Bible and this down ear. Thank you, Jemima. Thanks, Joey. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, everyone. I thought we'd do something a little bit different tonight and make it a little bit more interactive. During the week, I did something. Yeah, I know, that's a pretty broad statement. You know, what did you do, Dan? I made my bed. I washed up. I did lots of exciting things. But something I did that I don't often do is I decided to release an album this week. So, oh, wow, four people were excited. I thought this was Energizer Church. Is this Energizer Church? I released an album this week. You know, who's released an album here this year? Oh, sorry, apart from our church. Like it's not something you generally do every day of the week. So I thought as part of my privilege of being the pastor and deciding what I can share and do on a Sunday when I get the opportunity to preach, I thought, you know what, I want to share a bit of my heart around this album that I've released. One, because I honestly believe that God wants to move powerfully through the songs on this album. And two, the name of the album is actually A New Beginning, which is quite similar to our church album, A New Thing, because there's lots of new stuff going on this year. But my heart is that through this album, well, number one, it will create a new beginning for people in different seasons of life that are going through hardships, that are going through trials, to find hope and to find God's love in the midst of those things, so they can actually navigate and come out the other side like the three that we read in the book of Daniel. They get through the fire, not even smelling of smoke. Why? Because God was there in their midst. And that's my heart. Then on the flip side, who's heard of something that we take up as Energizer Church called the Kingdom Foundation? Yeah, a few people. Fantastic. It's something we generally do a big push on the Kingdom Foundation a couple of times a year, and we talk about different things that we're sowing into beyond ourselves. And one of the things that we started sowing into in the not-so-distant past was an organization called Vision Rescue. Now, Vision Rescue is all about going and working in the slums of India, working with the poorest of the poor, and help not just giving them a handout, giving them a bit of food so that they can just get through another day of hardship, but actually giving them a hand up through education, through the good news of Jesus Christ, through medication, through pretty much completely transforming their world. So creating a new beginning for those people. So all the profits from this album is actually going straight into our Kingdom Foundation, A New Beginning. So for me, that's, you know, I've already sold 30 albums, which I'm super encouraged by, and hoping to sell a few hundred in the next 12 months, because I want to see people experience a new beginning, but then also people in India that I'll probably never meet on this side of eternity, a new beginning in Christ, and not just getting caught up in those places of poverty. Now, who here had a birthday during the week? During the week. Who had a birthday the week before that? Wow, okay. This is getting a bit far. I was just thinking, I've got a couple of albums here and I was just like, I just want to give a couple of them away. So, or whose birthday is next? Actually, let's go the other direction. Whose birthday is next? When's your birthday? Next Friday. Is yours before that, Pastor Alex? Yours, when's yours, Sam? Tuesday, in 2 days' time. Pardon? I can't hear you, man. Why are you sitting all the way back there and not joining us over here? You should come in here. I'm about to do a concert. You don't want to be sitting in the seats at the back. That's a cheap seats. Who's? Joey's birthday was this week. Oh, hey, I think let's sing happy birthday to Joey, and we're going to present him this album. 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joey. Happy birthday to you. Wow, that was awesome. That was really cool. Nice work on the sound effects back there, guys. I quite like that touch. And I don't know who I'm giving this one to. Oh my gosh, someone is excited. What's that? Yeah, whose birthday's next? So who do we decide it was? 2 weeks. Yours is on Tuesday. There you go. Happy birthday. So I'm not singing you happy birthday, I apologize. You can just, yeah, you can wait. People will sing it to you on your birthday. Now, in the lead up to about 12 months ago, let me just backtrack 12 months. God spoke to me and sort of convicted me. I read a passage of scripture in Matthew 24 that talked about the parable of the talents. Is anyone aware of that passage of scripture? No clue. It talks about these three people that were entrusted with things. And one person went out and multiplied. He doubled what he had. Another person went out and multiplied and doubled what he had. The third guy, he buried it. Because he was afraid of what the master's response would be if he lost it or if he squandered it. And the response of the master wasn't one of, oh, well done for keeping it safe. It was, you wretched servant. Why would you bury something that I've given you? And then God hit me pretty hard. And he's like, Dan, I gave you the ability to write songs. I gave you the ability to play guitar. Why are you burying that and not actually utilizing it in a way that's bringing my kingdom about in greater levels? Why aren't you utilizing it in a way that's advancing and multiplying? So all of a sudden I was like left in a predicament of, what do I do when God's convicted me and challenged me? Do I just continue to bury my head in the sand, or do I do something about it? And thankfully, but the proof is here, I've done something about it. We have 500 odd CDs and it's on Spotify and all those other fun things. I don't know if it's on iTunes yet, but once it is, feel free to download it. But that challenge brought me to a place of action. And I want to encourage you that God will challenge you at times. And it's our choice whether we trust him through the challenge or choose to put our head back in the sand. But I want to tell you this, friends, that when we choose to trust him and take what he has given us and outlive it through faith, God can do something just not natural, but something supernatural. Even just on Thursday night, I want to share with you guys a story. So on Wednesday, I did the album release and performed a bunch of songs on the radio. And I got this inbox from someone that used to be involved in youth ministry, not our youth ministry, but another one. They're in their 20s now. But I got this inbox and I read it and it just blew me away. And I just want to share with you guys this testimony before I play a couple of songs to you. This person wrote, I just want to say a big congratulations on the album. I'm not usually one who reaches out to people. This feels unbelievably silly to me, but I feel like I need to thank you. I've been at a crossroads for what feels like 18 months now. I've not only been battling my severe injuries and my rapid vision loss, but I've been battling being in a dark place in my faith. When I started this season of my life, I felt abandoned, lost, and childish, and selfishly blamed God. That was an easy thing for me to do. I feel like I've been going through this journey and getting emptier and emptier. And I've just figured this is the way of life for me now. I was on Facebook the other night and saw your launch while I was at the gym. I tuned in and had this profound moment when I felt a weight had lifted from me, from my heart, and I just started crying, which was really irrational response for me given I've had this hard wall up for so long. And last night I had this dream and we were sitting there by the water talking about faith, and in my dream you were helping me work through all these questions I've been holding on to for so long. And this morning, for the first time in a long time, I woke up, prayed and worshipped, which for me was a massive step given the journey I've been on. I know directly you didn't speak with me, but I really felt like I needed to thank you for being so loud and proud about your faith and for in an indirect way giving me courage to begin to reclaim my faith. And I read that and I was just insanely encouraged. When you don't choose to bury your talents but actually bring them to a place where you're honoring God and giving glory to him, you don't know the impact you have on people that you don't even know. And I want to encourage you, if you get nothing else out of tonight, whatever it is that God's placed on you, all the skills that you've developed, don't bury them. Utilize them for the glory of God. And you'll be amazed at the testimonies that come when you step out in faith and just start to reach out and bring them into the next season that God's leading you into. So, as I said, thank you, Joey. Actually, it's quite fitting. I'm borrowing Joey's guitar, so it's probably good that I gave him an album as well. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. But I thought I'd play for you guys just a few songs off my album tonight and to share a little bit of the heart behind the lyrics of these songs. And I hope they encourage you. So this first one, this first song is called Que Sera. Who's heard of the saying Que Sera? Who knows what it means? At the back, Elsie, what does Que Sera mean? Who knows the old Que Sera song? Sera, Sera, whatever will be something, something, some, something. Que Sera, Sera. Like, I don't actually know what those other words are. But Que Sera pretty much just means whatever will be. And I don't think that's a kingdom principle. I honestly believe that in the book of John, chapter 14, where Jesus said, ask anything in my name and it will be given to you, is a profound in the face of a Que Sera mentality or a Que Sera spirituality. That we don't actually have to settle for whatever will be. I believe that if we step out in faith and believe audaciously that the name of Jesus is the name above all names, then we can actually shape and influence not just our own world and our own perspective, but we can actually influence the whole world around us. So this song's called Que Sera. Thanks, Joey. Give it up for Joey. Give it up for Joey.
Que Sera, Sera, oh, I may be well, it may be, and I may be well and good for some of us, but not good enough for me. Oh, they say such is life, you have no power or control. But I believe that when I pray, oh, I can shape the world I know. Cause I believe that I was born for this, that I don't have to miss my destiny. Cause I believe that I can break my chains, have the power to change and be set destiny. Cause I believe that I can break my chains. I have the power to change and be set free. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. No, no. Whoa. Whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh. Okay, sir, I surrender. I may be well, it may be, and that may be well and good for some of us, but not good enough. It was never good enough for me.
Whoa. Ah, thanks. There we go. Who's liking this interactive shift up for a Sunday night? It's good. It's good. Who thinks we should do Music Month again this year? Yeah, who enjoyed? I think last year, who do we have? We had Iron and Clay, Levi McGrath. He was pretty good. What was the other one? I think we had our church album recording during that mix as well. Who knows? Maybe we'll bring it back. I think that was a winner. Hey, this next song, it's called Tiny Little Foxes. And this song's all about capturing little things in our lives. It's not about capturing the foxes that may or may not be here in Tasmania. You know, we spent millions and millions of dollars and come up with nothing. But this is about how in two passages of the Bible, one in the book of Judges, chapter 15, it talks about this guy named Samson. Did anyone actually watch that movie Samson when it came out recently? No. Yeah, the same. I didn't watch it either. Super keen to watch the Apostle of Christ one, the one about Paul, but didn't get the chance to watch the Samson one. But Samson is an incredible man. He was anointed by God with Hercules-like power, or maybe not Hercules, Hulk-like power. He could do things that no man could do. It was incredible. But we read this story about how he caught 300 foxes. 300 with his bare hands. And then what he did was, for those that really like animals, I apologize. He tied them together and set their tails on fire. Do not do that ever to animals. That is a horrible thing to do. But he released them through the enemy's grain fields, and it destroyed all of the enemy's grain and wine and all the storage that they had. And off the back of that, it sort of got me thinking, what things do we sometimes let run wild in our own lives that if we don't actually capture, can actually destroy all the good things that God had stored up for us? There's another passage in this book of Song of Solomon that says, capture the foxes, the tiny little foxes, before they ruin the vineyards of love. And it's this beautiful imagery of vineyards represent wine and new wine and what God wants to do through the Spirit of God at work in our lives, but it can be ruined by a small thing like a fox. So this song is all about capturing those little things, whether it's hate, greed, bitterness, hurt, jealousy, and capturing it and submitting it at the foot of the cross to Christ, knowing that we don't actually have to have those things run wild in our lives, but we can actually take charge over those things through Jesus Christ. So this song is called Tiny Little Foxes. The tiny little foxes are running through the fields. Now their tails tied by fire and lion, leaving embers as they steal. I know their way across the valleys, destruction at their heels. And now blazing bright and a path ignites to the hearts of those we shield. Whoa, oh, oh. See the harvest glowing red against the night. And now life arrays, yeah, they burn the page that taught us wrong from right. And the seeds that we're sowing
hurt to see 10 lies. They leave a bitter taste and will go to waste. But the truth that brings me alive. And when the battle has begun, where will you turn to run? Will you flee the lies you've spun? Or run to the arms of love? Our hearts are in our hands, escaping like grains of sand. They're all the tiny little foxes. They're all the tiny little foxes. Our dreams and all our plans won't last unless we stand to catch some tiny little foxes. All the tiny little foxes, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Hearts are in our hands, escaping like grains of sand. We're the tiny little foxes. We're all the tiny little foxes. Our dreams and all our plans won't last unless we stand to catch those tiny little foxes. We're all the tiny little foxes. And when all is said and done, will you turn your back and run? Or from those lies that come undone, and run into the arms of love?
Jeez. Thank you. Thank you. So, I don't know what it is that you need to capture today, but let me encourage you, don't let it continue to run wild in your life when you go back out those doors. But at the end of the service, bring it to Christ. Allow people to stand with you, pray for you. Bring it into alignment with the call of God on your life rather than allowing that thing to tear away and maybe destroy the good things that God has in store for you. I was actually down underneath you, Doris, there's a book called Holy Spirit. Can you bring it up for me? Thank you, darling. This book here, this isn't on my album, but I've just recently been reading this book called Holy Spirit, and it is super inspiring. And I just want to share with you guys a little. Recently, there's this thing going on, like there's always people praying for awakening and going out and praying for people and seeing God move really powerfully. But revival starts in here. For individually in Christians. And then it's seen corporately when the fire is actually overflowing in us. And there was a revival at the start of the turn of the century, the Welsh revival. And Billy Graham quotes this prayer during the Welsh revival that was like almost like this prayer that they prayed in lots of places. And it's so simple, yet the heart of it, when prayed sincerely, I honestly believe can be like a key for revival in our own lives, but then through our lives. And I just want to share with you guys. Is it all right if I share with you guys a song that I haven't even recorded yet? Is that cool? Can I do that? Thank you, Sam. Thank you for permission. I appreciate it. So it says this: fill me, Holy Spirit, fill me. More than fullness I would know. I'm the smallest of thy vessels, yet I much can overflow. My prayer for you tonight is that you would experience revival in your life, the Holy Spirit rising up in you and through you, so you can accomplish all that God's called you to.
I'm the smallest of thy vessels. Jesus, yet I much can overflow. Fill me, Holy Spirit, fill me more than fullness I would know. I'm the smallest of thy vessels, yet I much can overflow.
That we would overflow with your Spirit in us, God. That you would be, like it says in the book of John, like a stream of living water flowing up in and through us, God, so that we might bring life to the world around us. Not just entertainment, but like in the book of Amos, create rivers of righteous living and justice like a flood through our lives. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. You know, it's so important what we allow into our heart. And, you know, it says in the book of Proverbs, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. And I'm going to invite Simon Giacometti and Wyann, two amazing people. They actually helped Simon play drums on a bunch of tracks on the album and helped give some creative insight into some things and was like, oh, you should try this or try that, which was awesome. And Wyann played bass on a few songs. So let's welcome them to the stage. You. And this is going to be the final song we're going to play for you tonight. But this song's called Let Love In. And like I said, what we allow to flow into us will flow through us. So it's so important that we do guard our hearts from the things of the world and from like those tiny little foxes we talked about. But at the same time, we're prone to sometimes, like animals, I suppose, when an animal gets hurt, it doesn't normally come to its owner to get healing. It tries to shy away and hide and crawl under somewhere and try to think to itself that if I can just get away from everyone and hide the pain, then hopefully it will go away. When the reality is, what it needs to do is actually come out and allow the love of an owner or love of someone from the RSPCA to help minister to that animal to bring the healing that it needs. And in the same way, who here has ever been hurt? Who here isn't lifting their hands? See, we're human. We get hurt. That is part of being alive. But one thing that we're not called to do is close off our lives to the love of God in our lives when we experience hurt. But the best thing that we can do is actually open our lives and allow His love to come and flood through us and bring healing. And likewise, sometimes He actually brings that love through His body, through the body of Christ. It says in the book of James, confess your sins to one another. To one another, not to God. To one another. And allow them to pray for you and you will be healed. You know, sometimes God's solution for your healing isn't necessarily just confessing it to God, but it's actually bringing it into a place of accountability with people to love and support you so you can actually receive the fullness of the healing that God has for you. So my encouragement for someone here today, I believe you've been trying to deal with something on your own and you keep on confessing it to God and you're like, why isn't it changing? It's because you're not outworking a biblical principle. You're just bringing it between you and him. And I believe God right now in this moment is prompting you and saying, yep, I've heard it. You're forgiven. Forgiveness is only this way. We cannot forgive one another. Well, we can forgive one another, but we can't bring supernatural forgiveness that absolves sin. We can forgive one another when we muck up and make mistakes. But sometimes the solution for our healing is actually this way, not this way. So this song, Let Love In, is all about letting God's love in and allowing other people to come and love us in those moments of hurt and those moments of pain.
Locked by your own keys, but when love calls, you choose captivity for deep within. You fear to feel the pain of being hurt again. But open up and choose to let love in. And let go of all the pain within. Trust again, for I won't let you go. I will hold you close. But when you feel that there's no hope, let love in. When you don't know how to cope, let love in. When the world has lost control and all around you fall, just let love in. Whoa, just let love in. Oh, won't you let love. Let love in. Cause there's no need to fear, my friend. Cause I know a love that knows no end. Love has come and made a way. I'll save the day. Love in. So turn your heart to me, my friend. Ooh. Let it go to let love in. Love has come and made a way and will save the day. Just let love in. Let love in. So teach your heart and soul to sing. Let him go to let love in. The pain is real, but this hurt won't win. Let him go. Just to let love.
Cheers. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Seriously, thank you, Simon. Thank you, Ian. And let me encourage you. I said, this album, A New Beginning, I honestly believe that the heart of the songs and the lyrics of the songs will bring a new beginning to people in different seasons of life. So I'll have copies of it to sell at the back at the end of the service, and would love to talk to you and encourage you with that. And like I said, at the same time, it's going to be sowing into our Kingdom Foundation, so bringing a new beginning to people that you'll probably never get to meet, but having an eternal impact.